Radio Televizija Srbije, Radio Beograd 2.
...115 za muziku.
Dobroveče, poštovani slušaoci. Današnja emisija, poslednja u ovoj 2015. godini, posvećena je delu čiji autor ima običaj da kaže: život je kao džez, najbolji je kada se improvizuje. Njegovo ime je George Gershwin, a kompozicija koju ćemo slušati je njegova jedina opera, Porgy i Bess. Ja sam Maja Čolović-Vasić. Gershwin je, beleži biograf, jednom prilikom izjavio da iskrena muzika mora prezentovati misli i inspiracije ljudi i vremena. Moji ljudi su Amerikanci, a moje vreme je sada, govorio je. A time je sigurno želeo da obrazloži svoju ideju da u klasičnu muziku, posebno u simfonijski zvuk 30. godina 20. veka, uvede zvuke džeza, tada i tekako popularnog muzičkog pravca. Mini opere Blue Monday, odnosno Plavi ponedeljak, Rapsodija u plavom i Koncert za klavir prvi su pokušaj tog spajanja. Rapsodija i koncert su imali veliki uspeh kod publike, dok je eksperimentalna džez opera U jednom činu, koju je komponovao u saradnji sa Buddyjem De Silvom, početkom 1920. doživjela samo jedno izvođenje. Ali ona se smatra pretečom upravo opere Porgy i Bess, prve nacionalne američke opere kojoj je današnja emisija posvećena. Godine 1926. Gershwin je pročitao priču pod nazivom Porgy, Duboisa Hayvarda. Odmah je kontaktirao ovog autora i predložio mu saradnju na stvaranju narodne opere zasnovane na radnji spomenute priče. Prošlo je međutim još 9 godina do premijere 1935. najpre u Guild pozorištu u Bostonu, a potom i u Njujorku 1935. Libreto je napisao Hayward, dok je autor stihova uz njega bio i Gershwinov brat Ira. Radnja se odvija u izmišljenom Catfish Row u Južnoj Karolini 20. godina 20. veka i prati priču o Porgiju, prosjaku koji želi da spase Bess od njenog nasilnog i posesivnog ljubavnika, ali i dilera drogom. I Gershwin i Hayward su bili mišljenja da opera mora da bude ozbiljno delo, koje na saosećajan i realističan način tretira likove, kao i da svi umetnici koji učestvuju u realizaciji projekta moraju biti afroameričkog porekla. Tako je i bilo i to je naravno bio presedan. Već nakon prvih izvođenja neke su pesme postale hit, neki su kritičari komentarisali kako se Gershwin sada mora posmatrati kao ozbiljan kompozitor i zaista opera je bila njegovo najkompleksnije delo i vrhunac njegove briljantne, ali nažalost tako kratke karijere kompozitora, kako popularne, tako i ozbiljne muzike. Izvedena je potom čak 124 puta, ali profit od toga nije bio veliki, te je prestala da se prikazuje, tako da Gershwin nije doživeo da vidi kako njegova kompozicija osvaja scenu i publiku i kritičare i kako biva proglašena jednim od remek dela američke muzike. Međutim, i pored popularnosti, opera je često kritikovana kao rasistička i kao delo koje ismeva crnce, odnosno njihov život. Tome je također doprinela i praksa da je van Amerike izvode pevači belci obojenih lica. Interesantan je također i podatak da Porgy i Bess nije bila prihvaćena kao zvanična opera sve do 1976. godine, kada je sa velikim uspehom izvedena u operi u Houstonu. 9 godina kasnije prvi je put videla i publika u Metropolitenu, a danas je ovo delo deo standardnog internacionalnog operskog repertoara. Nakon prvih izvođenja nekoliko kritičara je komentarisalo, to jest optužilo Gershwina da je on zapravo stvorio jedan stilizovani, lepo kostimirani, upeglani i pretenciozni brodvejski šou, grupisan oko niza pesama u popularnom stilu. Kompozitor je odgovorio sledećim rečima: tačno je da sam napisao pesme, a ne arije u operi. Ne stidim se pisanja pesama u bilo koje vreme, sve dok su one dobre. Dok je u New York Timesu 1935. godine objasnio zašto je Porgy i Bess nazvao američkom narodnom operom. To je narodna priča. Ljudi u njoj bi prirodno pevali narodnu muziku. Kada sam počeo da pišem, odlučio sam da ne koristim originalnu i narodni materijal, jer sam želeo da muzika bude u jednoj celini. Zbog toga sam napisao sopstvene duhovne numere i narodne pesme. Ali one su ipak narodna muzika. Samim tim, pošto je reč o operskoj formi, Porgy i Bess je narodna opera. U svakom slučaju, njegova upotreba recitativa i njegova sofisticirana upotreba orkestra bliži su svetu opere nego bilo šta drugo izvođeno na Broadwayu u to vreme. Kao recimo Bernsteinova priča sa zapadne strane 23 godine kasnije, Porgy i Bess je majstorska zapravo mešavina pomenutih tradicija i muzičkih stilova. Opera počinje uvertirom, nakon koje sledi jedno od najpoznatijih numera, Summertime, koju Klara peva svojoj bebi. U pozadini se dešava prepirka koja se završava tako što Crown ubija Roberta i beži poručujući svojoj devojci Bess da će se vratiti po nju. Dealer drogom, Sporting Life, nudi Bess utočište, ali se ona krije kod Porgija, hromog prosjaka. U drugom činu, koji se odigrava mesec dana nakon ubistva, Porgy je srećan, ne posjeduje ništa vredno, ne mora se bojati lopova, a što je najvažnije, ima i ljubav Bess. Njih dvoje izjavljuju ljubav jedno drugome pre nego što Bess ode na izlet na kome će se pojaviti diler koji skandalizuje prisutne svojim ciničnim opaskama, ali i Crown koji napada Bess. Ona ga odbija i saopštava mu da je Porgijeva devojka. Nedelju dana kasnije Bess se ne osjeća dobro, Porgy i njeni prijatelji se mole za njeno zdravlje, ona se oporavlja, ali nailazi oluja, svi su zabrinuti za ribare, među kojima je i Klarin muž, ona kreće da ga traži, ostavlja svoju bebu na čuvanje Bess, kada se pojavljuje ponovo Crown i ovoga puta se raspravlja sa Porgijem pre nego što ode u oluju. Svi misle da su Klara, Jake i Crown poginuli, dealer dolazi i podsmeva se Bess, potom stiže i Crown, oni Porgy se potuku i Porgy ga u toj tuči ubije. Policija ga odvodi, a dealer se obraća Bess, ubeđujući je da će Porgy biti dugo odsutan i zavodi je pričama o životu na visokoj nozi u Njujorku. Ona na kraju popušta i odlazi sa njim, ali nedelju dana kasnije Porgy se vraća. Saznavši da je Bess otišla, on odlučuje da je vrati i kreće na put pun nade u njihovu zajedničku budućnost. Ovo je u najkraćem radnja opere Porgy i Bess. Osim pomenute pesme Summertime, ostale popularne i često izvođene i snimane su It Ain't Necessarily So, Bess You Is My Woman Now, I Loves You Porgy i I Got Plenty of Nothing. I večeras ćete ih između ostalog čuti u interpretaciji Clevelandskog orkestra i hora u mnogobrojnoj solističkoj podeli. Izdvajaju se Willard White, bas bariton kao Porgy, Leona Mitchell kao Bess, Mac Henry Boatwright kao Crown i Barbara Hendricks kao Clara. Snimak potiče iz 1976. godine kada je bio nominovan za Grammy nagradu u kategoriji klasični album godine. Dirigent je Lorin Mazel.
von dir mir nothing but box cars tonight. It was the same to a week and the game broke me. I don't like that kind of love.
Beautiful number, tall and slim. throw him down. The devil is just as meek as water.
I ain't rough enough to read 'em. better than the trouble. Because I'm strong enough. Give me a pinch of happiness, mortal life.
Don't give him that stuff, mortal life. He's a bit off already.
Hit him and shut up.
And happy does ain't meant to associate human first or so.
Leap it up, let it alone.
Seven, hot, seven, hot, seven.
Lemon, come home, Fido. Come on, baby.
God damn it. I ain't read them yet.
Drown, cockeyed drown, cockeyed drown. That's the watermelon. Drown, cockeyed drown, cockeyed drown. That's the watermelon.
Shut up! God damn it.
Six to make.
Oh, I'm coming back when the hell I've done.
Oh, my God.
Only friend you got left.
Oh, so happy to have me, I should have so happy to have me.
also stand now, my sister.
$30.50.
Get the government, sister. You can pay him soon.
Plenty of money for the saucer.
Bless the love.
And gonna soften these people hard for to fill the saucer till it spill all over.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
The Lord will provide a grave for his children.
Bless the Lord.
And he got comfort for the widow.
Oh, Lord Jesus!
And he go and feed his fatherless children.
Yes, Lord! True, Lord!
And he go and raise this poor sinner up out of the grave.
Hallelujah!
And set him in the shining sea of the righteous.
Amen, my Jesus.
Was a killer, and forever getting into trouble.
That
brother.
Like a thief?
And here be Robbins, with his wife and his fatherless children. And Crown done gone his ways, drinking, gambling, swearing to do the same thing over and over somewhere else.
Thank you.
picnic. And you know that the pea race out of the block at 10 o'clock?
That's right, men. Turn out tomorrow morning. And we'll push the seagull clean to the blackest banks for me with friends.
To the blackfish banks is you. It's time for the September storms.
How you think that boy gonna get a college education if I don't work hard and make money? Oh, I got plenty and nothing, and that is plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on their door. Afraid somebody's going to rob them while he's out of making more. What for? I got no lock on their door, that's no way to be. Steal a rug from the floor. That's okay with me, but the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are all free. Oh, I got plenty and nothing, and that is plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, and heaven the whole day long. No use complaining. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my song. Plenty and nothing, and that is plenty for me. I got the sun, got the moon, got the deep blue sea. The folks with plenty and plenty got to pray on a day. Seems with plenty, we sure got to work out to keep the devil away. Away. I'm afraid about hell till the time arrives. Cause I'm well, never want to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell, as glad as a lark. Oh, I got plenty and nothing, and none is plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, got my Lord, got my song.
A buzzard!
What is it? What's the matter?
Boss, that bird means trouble. Once the buzzard pulled his wing and light over your house, all your happiness done dead. Buzzard, keep on flying over. Take along your shadow. Ain't nobody dead this morning. Living's just begun. Two is strong where one is feeble. Man and woman living, working, sharing grief and sharing love. Brother, hit the gravel for you.
Thank you. Ain't Nessa, 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 Steve! Still living, but likes good looking guys.
Oh, he can lose you.
Run her in!
it's true. It's true.
Would you swear to that?
Yes, boss, we swear to that.
There you are, an airtight alibi.
Just 2 months ago, right here, Crown killed your husband, didn't he? Answer me. You'll either talk here or in jail. Did Crown kill your husband, yes or no?
We swear to that, boss.
And last night, Crown got his right here, didn't he?
Go along, boss.
Ain't that gentleman say we is alibi?
Was Crown killed here, yes or no?
We see nothing, boss. We witness three day and night, and the wind of it blows.
Look at me, Serena Robbins. Do you mean to tell me that the man who killed your husband was bumped off under your window and you didn't know it?
We ain't seen nothing, boss. We've been in this room 3 days and nights, and the window been closed.
You needn't do that one again. Oh, hell, you might as well argue with a parrot, but you'll never break their story. But I'll get you a witness for your inquest. Step over here, and I'll put the cripple through. Come out here, both of you. Step lively now.
Now, this dead one, Crown, you knew him by sight, didn't you? You'd know him if you saw him again.
Yes, boss. Seems like I remember him when he used to come around here a long time ago. But I care none about seeing him.
Be afraid. All you've got to do is to view the body as a witness and tell us who it is.
I gotta go and look. Look at Crown's face.
Yes, that's all.
With all them white folks looking at me.
Oh, cheer up. I reckon you've seen a dead body before. It'll all be over in a few minutes.
There ain't gonna be nobody in that room except me.
Just you and Crown, if you can still call him one.
Boss, I couldn't just bring a woman with me. I couldn't even carry my woman.
No, you can't bring anyone. I'll send an officer to help you out.
Boss, boss.
Now get this. I have summoned you, and you have to go, or you go to jail for haunting the court.
Oh, what I'm going to
do. Oh, got to go, Poggy. Maybe you can just beg like to look at him and keep your eyes shut. You'll go and be all right, Poggy. You only go and be a witness.
I ain't so sure of that. All I know is that when the man that killed Crown go in that room and look at him, Crown wound begin to bleed.
Oh, my Jesus.
That's One way the cops gotta tell him who killed him.
I can't look at Crown's face. Oh God, what I gonna do?
Come from.
Sister, that's
second shot.
Yeah?
All right, I'll leave it here. Maybe you'll change your
Hey!
to find her. I'm on my way.
Poštovani slušaoci, današnja emisija 115 za muziku bila je posvećena operi Porgy i Bess Đorđa Geršvina. Emitovali smo snimak iz 1976. godine koji su između ostalih ostvarili Willard White kao Porgy, Leona Mitchell sopran kao Bess, McHenry Boatwright bariton kao Crown i Barbara Hendricks kao Clara. Na snimku iz 1976. godine Clevelandskim simfonijskim orkestrom i horom dirigovao je Lorin Mazel. Prijatno veče, žele vam Vladimir Penđer i Maja Čolović-Vasić.